Blog Talk Radio.
angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a licensed healing practitioner working in the field of energy medicine as a Reiki master teacher. I'm an angel practitioner, a quantum touch practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences, and my book is called Angels of Faith, and the fact, as far as I'm concerned, we do not die, and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. You know, it's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. As an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, to see it from a higher perspective. In this way, they can clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and to limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who I call the Posse. They have a very funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. And like the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls for free angel advice. So if you'd like to call in for that free angel guidance, call the show now on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number is 646-716-6794. Hello, listeners, and again, welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. A special welcome to my new listeners and those new callers who might be calling in today. Remember, if you'd like to receive reminders for Angel Healing House Radio shows in the future, go on the Blog Talk Radio site and find my cheery little face on the Blog Talk Radio site. There's a follow button underneath my photo. You push that button, then you will be sent reminders of all upcoming Angel Healing House Radio shows. And with today's topic of making a life instead of making a living, I wanted to start off by telling you that I just posted on Facebook my 100th testimonial in the 100 days which were leading up to the 10th year anniversary of my extraordinary business, Angel Healing House. Now, listeners, come to think of it, I do not exaggerate when I use that word extraordinary to explain the last 10 years. And quite frankly, if you're going to call your business Angel Healing House, I guess one can expect some miracles along the way, and looking back over those 100-plus testimonials that I've posted, there have been miraculous and transformative sessions with clients in the last 10 years. You know, it's often at milestones in our lives that we look back and we review the path along our journey. And, you know, many times with a business, one assesses its success or failure solely on the monetary bottom line. Yet looking back on the past 10 years, the absolute richness and the abundance that I've received from my business and the incredible life's lessons that it has presented me has added so much more to the wealth of my life than just purely money. I know in our society, in our modern world, people think you start a business for money. You know, I've heard the best 2 days of a business are when you start it and when you sell it. And if you can kind of keep your head above water, you know, during the buying of it and the selling of it, then you're doing all right. But my business has given me such extraordinary opportunities to give of my time, my heart, my compassion, and my unconditional love. And sure, what's come back to me is money, but the real wealth in it, what's come back to me, has been miraculous and so much more valuable than gold. You know, people tell you all kinds of advice when you start a business. You know, they'll tell you to keep accounts, they'll tell you to act professional, to be responsible and be reliable. But the best business advice that I ever received was from my father. And my father told me, you know, whatever you do, if you decide to give, give purely, give openly, and give generously with all of your heart. And do remember, please, the gift is in the giving, because giving is actually a gift that you're giving to yourself. And some of the most miraculous results, listeners, have come from my giving, which brought gifts that I could never have imagined. Now, for example, one of those testimonials I posted was because I received this testimonial in an email from a client who recently lost her daughter to cancer. She writes, "My daughter started seeing Candy after a year of fighting cancer. In 4 short sessions, Candy's beautiful words and comforting presence helped my daughter let go of all of the anger and the rage and the sadness inside of her. Candy helped my daughter cross over with peace and dignity and the knowledge that she would be returning home to God and her angels. Candy, I can't thank you enough for bringing my daughter finally back to peace once more before she crossed over." And that was from Gwen from Culver City. And it just touched my heart so deeply. Out of those sessions, I wanted to help her daughter to become pain-free. I wanted her to become more at, at peace and settled, emotionally settled inside of herself, but as a result, she crossed over with peace. Now, there was another client's testimonial, which showed me that as a result of helping a client, as a result of this, she was able, of course, to then love herself again. But loving herself again triggered something which was amazing that happened. She wrote to me, "You have done more for me than you could ever possibly imagine. As a result of my sessions with you, I can now love my children again." And that just struck me so immeasurably and touched my heart, because as a result of this lady, Therese in Coolum, Australia, as a result, she loved herself, and that opened herself up to love her children. They say that when the student is ready, the master will appear. Well, I go a little bit further than that. I teach my Reiki students, and as a matter of fact, listeners, if you go to my website, angelhealing.com, and if you're interested in learning Reiki, you can go to the Learning Reiki page and to find out about what is entailed and all the beautiful journey that I take with my students when I teach them Reiki. Well, when I teach my Reiki students, I teach them that everyone who we encounter in life is actually our master teacher. Because I say to them, not only did they draw me to teach them, but I subconsciously, unconsciously, or consciously drew that student to me to also teach me something. So I better listen and I better pay attention, because if someone is standing in front of me, they have so much more to give me than what is just on the surface. And the people that I've drawn to myself have allowed me to open up opportunities for me to love like I never thought it was possible. You know, I had another client send me this testimonial, and this was about a year ago. "I went to Candy because I was recovering from cancer and needed help to release emotional blockages. My sessions with her have been the most loving and caring experience in my life, and I continue to receive benefit from ongoing sessions. I can honestly say that as a result of meeting Candy, it was the first time in my whole life that I was truly able to feel and experience love. Candy truly is a gift. With love and gratitude, Maggie, Pacific Grove, California." You know, by giving with all of my heart and truly believing in the divinity of people. Now, when I say that people are divine, because they are from God, they are touched and created and molded and sculpted by the hand of God. And because of that, we are divine. Divinity is our nature. We are divine, eternal beings. We have, it is my belief and my knowing that we have always existed. We will always exist. We merely put on this physical suit, this physical form, to experience the physical fields of matter and material reality for a short time. But we are eternal. And with divinity being our nature, I have helped people reignite a spark of hope inside of them, for them to choose to heal themselves. If you're experiencing any emotional or physical unwellness in your body, it's because you have strayed away from that deep knowing, that unconscious or that conscious, that real conscious knowing of ours, that we are divine and we are all children of God and we are co-creating our lives and we are limitless and boundless. And if we the more we veer away from that truth within ourselves, then the darker our lives become. The more we start to experience negativity within, the more we start to doubt ourselves, the more we start to diminish our life force energy, and the more we stop ourselves from shining. And so I always say to everybody that people heal themselves. That's right, because they choose to heal themselves. I may be a healing practitioner, and I may help them to heal, but I vowed from day one of my wonderful business, Angel Healing House, that I would never, ever use the word healer on anything associated with Angel Healing House. And the reason for that is, quite simply, listeners, is because I am not the healer. I am the conduit and the channel for God to work his miracles through. It is the client's reconnection to God and recognition of being fully brought back to loving themselves that opens the door for absolutely true healing to begin. It's a choice whether they want to heal or not, but ultimately the client is in charge of all that. So I'm going to leave it there, and I'm going to jump on the switchboard and take a call at the moment. Let's go to our 904 number. 904, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
My name is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I am doing well.
Good.
How are you?
I am doing exceedingly well today. Are you getting ready for July the 4th?
Not really.
Not really.
Not really. Most of my festivities will be the weekend.
Oh, on the weekend. So tell me, do you have a question for the Posse of Angels?
Well, you know, you always deliver such good messages for me. And when I got my email that you were coming on, I purposed to, you know, call in and just listen because I'm always encouraged.
When
I get off the phone with you.
Well, you know what I find, Sarah, is that that's so kind of you to ask because, you know, so many, I'm here and just in front of my computer and with my phone and delivering this, and I often wonder to myself, who is on the other end of that with their pair of ears listening to this? And I know from my work with God and the angels that It doesn't matter where the information comes from. If we need to hear the information to help us with confirmation, to help bolster something inside of us, the people who need the information will get the information. And it's so lovely to hear that you said that the words are very comforting for you, and they give you confirmation.
Yes.
Lovely. So, do you have a question for the angels at the moment?
I'm still looking for employment. I had a job interview on last Tuesday that I thought would, you know, be a perfect fit for me. I haven't gotten anything back positively. It's for a permanent job, which I haven't had permanent work in several years now. I never thought that, you know, that would be, you know, because I've always, you know, worked, you know, and worked permanent, except for two times in my life when I was in between jobs after being laid off.
Mm-hmm.
But working, you know, the temporary jobs have been, how do you say, an experience to know that I could go in, do the work, and, you know, go on a different assignment and, you know, do the work and so forth and so on, you know, because you do what you have to do,
right.
You know. So right now, you know, my desire is for something permanent. And once I get things in order, and I'm trying not to wait, you know, I want to get back into my beauty consultant business. Because
right.
I think I did very well, and I think that is the true, you know, opportunity for me, you
right.
know, is in the, you know, Mary Kay Beauty Consultant. So last night I listened in on one of the conference calls, even though I'm not, you know, actively doing anything, but I felt in my spirit I needed to listen and to just do the little things so that way when it happens, and I'm driving and everything again, then I'll be ready. I won't be starting from zero.
Right, right. Well, you know, this oftentimes the universe, God and the angels, will give us things that we think are hurting us. Certainly in our world where so much of our identity comes from our monetary value, we think to ourselves, how can it be a good thing if we're laid off from work? But in that time that you were laid off from work, it was actually a gift from the universe, and it gave you time to really hone in and think about what it was that makes your heart sing, and not just settling for any job. You know, you've come around to say that, you know, the beauty consulting work is really what is in your heart. They're telling me to tell you that if you do not get this job, it's because something better is coming along. That is the only reason why we wouldn't get something. And people hit their heads and say, oh, you know, I was turned down for a job interview, and isn't that a bad thing? And actually, it's not a bad thing, because we can no longer do something, Sarah, anymore that isn't not 100% truth for us. And if the people that are working there are people that you would not have resonated with, or it's the work that, you know, somehow would not be honorable or respectful for you in any way, shape, or form, the universe will have to block that, because we are at a stage now where our vibrational energy has risen so much that we can only do things that are truthful for us. So the universe wants you to also to go out and to really actively create opportunities where you can, you know, maybe sell your beauty products by setting up home groups, or having blogs online to talk about beauty products, to talk about different things. Put yourself out there in a very creative way. And in this way, it will create vibrations that go out to the world, and it will bring you back opportunities and people that are connected with the things that you love to do. They're really saying, do not wait, because where we are from a consciousness point of view is we are ready to step forth, and when we step forth, we cannot put a, they want me to tell you, and listeners too, we cannot put a foot wrong now. If you step in any direction that makes your heart sing and that gets you excited and creatively, they'll pick you up under their wings, and they'll help you to fly. So last week I spoke to a lady who said her life was just kind of blah. And because she was out of work for a while. And I said, well, the things that you love to do, you can blog about it, you can put it in a newsletter, you can start groups out of your home, you know, by inviting the, you know, women over for free makeovers, you know, free makeovers, that kind of thing. And look, you haven't lost anything, have you? You might even gain some friends, and you might gain some enjoyment. I can already feel something stirring inside of you energetically that gets excited about that.
Right. You know, and one thing I have learned and am trying to do on a daily basis is to enjoy the journey. I hear Joyce Meyer say, enjoy the journey, you know.
Yeah, enjoy the journey. Because it is about the journey. It is about, and you know what? These energies that we're in now, they're all about us coming to the world as a child with joy and bliss and happiness, and knowing that whatever happens, we're abundant, and the universe will look after us. Our needs will be met. So go out there and be creative. And the creativity lifts your vibrational energy, makes you excited, and then will bring you back more excitement in that area of your intentions.
I try, but, you know, down in the pit of my stomach, it's like, you know, the money, you know, for this and that and, you know, the other. But, you know, I'm only lacking in one or two areas, and I'm very, very grateful, you know, you know, this particular opportunity as it is, because, you know, I have my health and my strength, and so far I'm still living in my home, but I need a, you know, employment just to show proof that I can still remain here. And
absolutely.
I just, you know, I feel like some miracle is going to occur.
It will
know,
occur. It will
because
occur.
Because I don't believe that I've been brought this far, you know, for everything to just fall through the ground.
You
and
all, Sarah, you and all of us together, you have just, in your inimitable wisdom, stated, and with all of the relationship problems, with all of the money problems, with all everything, you have just stated probably what the world is saying. I could not have been brought this far to not succeed and to not have those miracles. What they want, they're applauding you for realizing that. And they're saying, they don't know, you know, whenever I ask the universe, God and angels about money or time, they don't know about money or time. You know, they manifest things immediately in the non-physical, and they don't need money, and they certainly don't know anything about time because it doesn't exist in the upper echelon. So, but what I'm saying is keep that faith and know that this summer is all about those seeds that we've planted slowly germinating. They're slowly germinating. You know, they're just like those little flowers that the heads have just come up. And they're saying by September, October, we all will see more extraordinary connections and things actually happening for us. So they're saying, please do not lose faith.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm sending you lots of love. And look after yourself. And thank you for being such a beautiful light in the world. And you know, you are an integral piece of the puzzle of this world. And keeping your faith is enormous for the planet.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for doing what you do.
Okay, take care, Sarah. I'll speak to you
soon.
Thank you. Take care.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
That was absolutely lovely. Thank you so much, Sarah, for that. Yes, God could not have brought us this far and taken us through all the things that he, she, all that is, has taken us through, and there not be that fulfillment of what we so intend in our hearts and that to happen. But just don't put your emphasis on the how and when of it happening. Next caller is 908. 908, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, Candy. This is Caroline. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing with these interesting energies?
Oh, my gosh. Do you know, I am just fine. I know, you know, my head is filled with, like, radar is inside my brain, but
yeah.
It's been going on for so long, I just welcome it, and
yeah.
Some days are extremely beautiful, and some days, I don't know, I don't have a problem, I love it, I welcome it, everything, I put my head in the sun, you know,
yeah,
I can get the rays.
Absolutely. It's because we're constantly being recalibrated with these solar flares and just going higher and higher. And whereas before it was a little bit disconcerting because it was not part of the norm, this has been happening so long for us that this has become a way of life.
Normal.
It's the normal way of life.
It's normal. Okay. And sometimes I even tell my friend, you know, my male friend, and I tell him, I said, oh, here he goes. It's like a bar that goes between one, it's like a white light going between one ear and out the other. And I it's so loud, I ask him, do you hear that? It's so loud. And he goes like this, nope, I don't hear. I said, well, then that's a good thing. Don't worry about it. You know, I just like to check if other people are in tune with, because my cat sometimes gets near me and I feel like he just heard something or he's in tune. So cute. Well, it is so funny talking about going to higher and higher dimensions. That's not my question, but it is happening when I'm meditating, Candy. I don't know if you're feeling it. I get into totally different from before. I get into like this white light, and the white light just takes me up so high. I get this tremendous headache. And the other day I got nauseous. What does that mean? Already a couple times.
Well, because of the pushing us higher and higher dimensionally, this physical form that we're in, it has to get used to those higher dimensional energies, and it's just a physical form. We might be ready, consciously and to step forward. We know this as light beings. We know this as pure spirit form, that we want to fly. We want to be able to, you know, fully be our multidimensional selves. But what could be holding us back is that the physical body hasn't yet caught up with the rest of that. And so when we're meditating and we're in those meditative states and we're just flying high and we're soaring, well, the poor body is saying, oh, well, you know, wait a minute. You know, I haven't been able to rise to the occasion yet. And it's putting pressure on, the organs, it's putting pressure on the pineal and the pituitary gland. And a lot of times this is causing headaches.
I got you.
So be kind to the physical form. Know that it will catch up. It will catch up. But that's because the physical form in physical reality is much denser than those higher etheric astral energies. It's going to take longer for it to be able to catch up with the rest.
On what day? I don't know if it was Saturday. Two things happened. Actually Saturday I put out my intention to do some astral traveling. Listen, this is funny. And all of a sudden, I'm meditating, and I asked to go on the spaceship, on a Palladian spaceship, right?
Right.
And I've been remembering all my dreams, and that was one of my questions. Did some astral traveling? Did I travel at night, in the middle of the night, to this? And it was the name of the ship is Aurora.
Oh, I don't even have to look at the cards. I don't even have to ask them. I'm just getting an absolute yes.
I don't remember it though. Why are they? Is my higher, from what I understand, is my higher self, or let's just say the divine, protecting me, because maybe psychologically or conscientiously, I'm not ready for whatever it's up there.
Yes, I mean, like so many of us have asked for our interdimensional neighbors to come and to show themselves and to finally put to rest this sham that, you know, we are the only beings in the universe and that kind of thing, when we know that is not the case. But, you know, we've been asking for them to show up, but then there's this little piece inside of us that is quite fearful of the unknown, and we ask for it, but then again, there's that side of us that's not so sure that we really want that too. And until you're 100% ready, it's not going to, you're not going to be able to remember it.
What did I do at night? What did I do in this dream state? Did I do anything? Did I go into a healing? Because I went to bed because I babysat four kids. My back was killing me from going after them. I went to sleep and I put my intention to do a scanning and a healing on myself. I woke up in the morning and I didn't have pain in my body. And I know in the past I've done it, and it's like you walk, you know, when you have four kids, you know, it's for 8 hours, you kind of like, you've done a 26-mile marathon when you have four little kids. So I'm like, the next day I woke up, nothing. I was like awed. I said, I'm very in tune. I said, oh, I asked for it. You know, it's my intention. It came true.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. Even though you can't remember it, I get the impression that, yes, you you have been aboard the ships. Yes, you may not remember it 100% at this stage, but it feels right that you were on the ships, and it might have just been like a vision of you just walking around there, you know, just soaking up the atmosphere, and getting you ready for disclosure, getting you ready for that time where we are going to be told that, you know, that we have been misinformed and they are not here to harm us, but they have been helping us in so many ways, shapes, or forms during the last 50 years or so. It's by no coincidence that there have been so many nuclear testings that have not been able to happen on the Earth plane because there have been the interference from our interdimensional neighbors who have stepped in and have stopped the nuclear warheads or whatever from firing, because it hurts the planet, it hurts us, and it's unnecessary. And and you know, the reportings on it have said that it's, you know, it's very strange how, you know, there were three or four attempts and each one, you know, was stopped by something odd.
Aren't we lucky? You know, like humanity.
Yes,
humanity.
And we don't know. No, absolutely. And all that we're ever shown is, you know, that people call them aliens. We're the aliens.
We're the aliens.
We're the ones that have wars.
We have to invite everybody.
Yes. I mean, how alien
are
we?
Everybody. Yeah, we're the ones who are destroying each other. I don't think out there they destroy each other. I think they're more scared. They don't even have this third dimension aggression. They just have love, you know? It's all about love.
Exactly.
And they'll find out. I think through this.
Yes, it will. I do believe disclosure is getting very close.
Yes.
And with all disclosure, it will also be disclosed about the things, you know, like the nuclear warheads or things that we haven't been told that are 100% in alignment with truth.
Yeah, well, you know, and I think the 4th of July is Independence Day. And that should give everybody, like, open the doors for whatever comes. Just open the doors for more sunshine, because this world needs more sunshine and more energy, because you're helping everybody. You know, if anybody's listening to this radio, you just, like, pour out love, and love will come back to you.
That's it.
You know, Candy, I wish you a beautiful 4th of July. I'm certain you have other callers.
Thank you so much.
I had another question, but I'll ask.
That's okay. What was the other question?
Well, the lights are going on and off, mostly off. The television goes on by itself. Ask my age. I'll let you know what's going on. It happens once in a while. So I know yesterday, it was the day before yesterday, it was like another sign. The TV went on at 10 at night. I don't watch TV anymore, but and the light in the kitchen goes off simultaneously. I'd just like to know, was that a sign of something I did, or?
It seems to me that this is going to be like a sign of something that you've wished for a long time. That is going to be a fulfillment. It seems that abundance is going to come in, or there's going to be a connection with where you live, or moving.
A move.
It might be even a move, but it's something that you've intended with all of your heart, and they're saying that it's on the horizon. Now, once again, Callan, you know that they won't tell us time, but they're saying
it's
that
the new house. It's a house that I love by the ocean. Not far from here. Not far from where I live.
It's getting you to, again, not lose faith. I guess if the two callers between you and Sarah have anything to do with each other, how a lot of times callers do call in with similar things. It's about keeping that faith and that intention of your heart's desires and say, yes, it is coming true, and it just hasn't manufactured or manifested on the physical form as yet.
But it is on the spiritual, because it is a spiritual gift. That's the way I look. Anything that I didn't expect, anything that my dreams have been here for years, you know. Before
exactly.
I died, I wanted to have my, before I died, I'm so young.
You will. And what Sarah said before, the caller before, was God wouldn't have taken us this far and not fulfilled. And with all of the work that the life workers have done and left and leave us with our intentions not filled.
Isn't that beautiful? I love that. There was a beautiful phone call prior. That's what I wanted to tell you before. That lady was very lovely, and she had a lot of inner love. So I love calls like that.
Well, like a check mark. There you go.
Yeah, check. Lots of love. Check.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Take care, Cal,
and
have an absolutely beautiful week.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
There we go. So thank you very much to all my beautiful callers. And that's right. Do not lose your faith. Do not lose your hope, because what you've intended in your heart is just coming to the germinating this summer. And the posse of angels are telling us that in September, October, you will see amazing harvest for all the faith and the trust and the hope that you've put in the intentions of your heart. I wanted to go on and talk about making a life instead of making a living. You know, there's a saying that we teach best what we need to learn most. 10 years ago, as a result of my finally learning to love myself and connecting with the divine inside of me and creating heaven on earth, I then went forth to help others love themselves and create their own heavens. My business has been successful because, again, I chose to make a life and not make a living. In choosing to make a life, I chose to do what makes my heart sing and gives me the greatest joy. When one makes a life instead of making a living, one does not compromise what breathes life into one's soul. One begins to understand that our joy and our fruition and what we do is an integral piece of the puzzle of the planet. In making a life, the natural offshoot of that is to be joyful and to set our souls free to fly and create limitless possibilities. And one does what one loves to do creatively and doesn't put an emphasis on expectation of money or status. If one puts their emphasis on making a living instead of making a life, the emphasis is actually off creativity, and because there's an awareness of our divine nature, then the universe starts reading about making a living as us coming from lack, which will then bring us more lack because of the laws of attraction. So after we've focused on making a life for ourselves instead of making a living, many people start to think about sharing their life with a cherished individual, with a previous show about twin flames and soulmate relationships, I had someone else call in for some advice, and she wanted to know about her love life. She had recently started to date after a long period of time after she divorced. And I asked her what the dates were like that she was currently going on. And her call was, she said, well, the dates are not thrilling. They're just so-so, and they're kind of blah. The posse of angels were very quick to jump in, and they said that what appears in our reality is a wonderful reflection and mirror for who we are. I asked her what she did to have creative fun in her life. In essence, I asked her how she was making a life for herself, and she said she did nothing creatively. When I asked her what she loved to do, she didn't hesitate, and immediately she said that she loved to cook. Now, the posse of angels got very excited, and they showed me a copy of the movie Julie and Julia, Now, for those who may not have seen this charming movie, it's about a young woman who loved to cook, and she decides to take Julia Child's book, The Joy of Cooking, and make 365 recipes in 1 year, and then she blogs about it. Her passion and creativity became a best-selling book and a movie. I told her that she could blog about her cooking, her recipes. She could start a newsletter, cooking for holidays, cooking for birthdays, get people to write in their own recipes. I then stopped myself and said, how does that sound? Suddenly, she became animated. She became bright and excited. She thanked me as the blah energies inside of her had shifted, and she could not wait to get started and to create. I told her that this new energy and excited energy inside of her would build up over time and send out excited and passionate energy, and that she would start to draw to herself a very different man to herself, someone who was bright, someone who was creative, someone who was excited and passionate. And excuse the expression, but it does sound to me like a great recipe for love. And like the caller that we had, Sarah. Sarah, this is another example that is just right down your alley. As a beauty consultant, you don't have to wait for a job. You have all of this knowledge, and you can go out and you can blog about it. You can do newsletters about it. You can do a makeover day for women to try the makeup, for them to be made over in your home. You know, talk about beauty tips. Talk about all of those secret beauty tips that a lot of people don't know about, and have an afternoon, you know, sort of put on a little bit of a spread of some cookies and tea and coffee or something, and invite women from the neighborhood or around the community to come in and to experience your knowledge. And that's where making a life instead of making a living is the most important thing that we have to remember now, because we all have the ability to be creative and to be able to put what we do out there, and you can't make a foot wrong. The posse of angels are jumping in here and saying, all you got to do is step in the direction that you're enthusiastic about and what you're creative about, and the universe will pay you back a 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 100-fold, the more you're creative and the more you love what you're doing. You know, listeners, one of the greatest lessons I had to learn in making a life instead of making a living, and I know that I'm not alone, was the art of allowance. Now, after I prayed and intended and wished and desired for things to happen, I finally learned to let go of the how and the when of those intentions and dreams would be answered. And I began accepting exactly what turned up in my life. In this way, one seemingly simple act, I let go of the control, the worry, the stressing, as I took my focus off of expectations and I put it on living. This is because God and the angels are masters of dealing with the details of our lives. They don't get distracted by egos and money and physical limitations, but they deal in the realm of limitless and miraculous answers to all of our prayers. And the posse of angels are telling me that although we may not like to hear it, we as human beings stop our prayers from being answered by putting restrictions on the time, the when of it happening, and pushing the universe on how the universe has to give us the answer to our intentions. We put limitations on it, and we put expectations on our lives. And one of the callers said, it is the journey that's most important in our lives. Be present of how things are unfolding. And in that present moment, if you have put your emphasis on your joy, on your creativity, on your bliss, on your intentions, then the universe will send you signs. And if you're absolutely in the present moment, you will see those signs, and if you get a good feeling about them, immediately step forward, because that will lead you to more fulfillment of your intentions. You know, we live in the most remarkable, giving, and abundant universe, whose only job is to see that our prayers are answered. But this can only happen if we open to receive and we allow the universe to give us in the most perfect way that it chooses to answer our prayers. In other words, our first caller, Sarah, said that she went for the job interview. She hasn't heard anything back. I want to tell all the listeners, what is meant to be ours will always be divinely ours. And there is nothing that can stop something from happening if it is meant to be divinely yours. But if something does not happen, it's always for your highest good, and it's always because it was stopped and blocked because something better is coming along for us. You know, my life totally changed 10 years ago when I chose to make a life for myself and affirm and thank God for my divine and heavenly life. When I made that decision from one day to the next, my finances had not changed. I still had not found my cherished love. And in every way, my circumstances remained the same. But what changed was I decided to focus on and announce to the universe with joy in my heart how blessed I was for my extraordinary life. And the funny thing is that when one is set on making a life, one feels so abundant that the universe sends more abundance to you, and then the universe looks after the making a living. And I can tell you from living that way before the last 10 years, that making a living is hard because you're pushing the river, you're pushing against what the universe actually wants to give you. One of the extraordinary ways that we all choose to make a life for ourselves is to embrace who we authentically are. You know, I get so much joy out of talking about those things that have made the greatest impression and have changed my life. And one of those areas that has the greatest impact of me is drawing my twin flame to myself. Now, for those of you who may not know, a twin flame is the only other person in any space, time, or dimension who is the physical completion of who you are. It's the original divine representation of perfect love. And while everyone has the potential to draw just such a divine love to themselves, they are so programmed in what to search for and look for that they are not clear enough to connect with this heavenly love. And so often, because they are not clear, they end up connecting with love that is a compromise, that is dishonoring and disrespectful. I know exactly what that's like because I had two abusive relationships in my life before I started to do the practical, easy steps that helped me completely change within. And then my whole reality started to change. Not only my reality changed, but a very beautiful love became crystal clear in front of me. A love in which there was no compromise. It was honoring, loving, respectful, and there were no expectations. A love in which you allow the other person to be exactly who they are, and there is no game playing. Now, does this sound too good to be true? Well, actually, no. In fact, it is not. I put the practical, life-changing, and transformative practical steps that I did 10 years ago, and I created a wonderful, revealing workshop. And it's called the Twin Flame Relationship Workshop. And it's going to be held in Santa Barbara on the weekend. Actually, the workshop is going to be held on July 14th, 2012, and from 10:30 until 4 p.m. And if booked before July the 6th, that one-day workshop that tells you the very practical things that you're doing, that you can do to bring that twin flame to yourself, and it also explains to you what you're doing to stop yourself from experiencing a beautiful love. But if you book the workshop before July the 6th, it is $100. If it is, say you've got including today, 3 days left. It's booked after July 6th. The one-day workshop will be $125. And just some things that the Twin Flame Relationship Workshop will do. It will explain where twin flames originated and the characteristics of such a relationship. And it will explain the difference between soulmate relationships. Now, that is huge because we have been fed misinformation to look for our soulmates. And quite frankly, my abusive exes were my soulmates. My parents, my siblings, my children, my friends, they were all soulmates. And it tells the extraordinary bond and heightened spiritual awareness that are shared by twin flames. The workshop will demonstrate not only what you can consciously focus on to bring your twin flame to you, but it will also reveal what things you're doing, as I said, that are preventing you from experiencing an extraordinary love in your life. It will provide information how to deepen your current relationship as well. So once again, the Twin Flame Relationship Workshop will be held in beautiful downtown Santa Barbara, California, on July 14th from 10:30 until 4. If booked before July 6th, it's $100. If booked after that, it's $125. And the gallery is the Aini Gallery, A-Y-N-I Gallery, and it's 216 State Street in Santa Barbara. So I would, I'd love to see you come along and to finally understand how to become that cherished love inside of you, to be able to become a beacon, to bring to you that cherished love that you are longing for, that completion. And I can tell you, from not having it for 47 and a half years to having it these last 10 years, or it has just been miraculous. Actually, Pete and I will be celebrating our 9th wedding anniversary this year, and it's just been heaven on earth. So that just about wraps up the show for today. I'd like to thank the callers. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Caroline, for calling in. It's always a joy to hear from you. And thank you to all of my listeners. I appreciate you listening and tuning into the show. And thank you so much for your wonderful feedback. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And if you'd like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, and entertaining Angel Healing House newsletter, please email me and send me your request to Candy@angelhealinghouse.com. Also, to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my professionally recorded, beautiful guided angel meditation, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website. Again, www.angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel healing counseling session, intuitive counseling session, and Reiki healing session, you can do this either in person in my Los Angeles office or nationally or internationally, as the energy work is used in distant healing. This can be done over the phone or computer using Skype. Call me on 831-277-3716 or email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com. And until next time, allow your radiant light to shine and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Put your emphasis on your creativity. Put your emphasis on your joy, on your bliss. Don't wait to make a living, because when you make a living, your life will be off, and your emphasis on life will be off creativity, and the world, the universe, God and the angels read that as lack. Go out there and make a life for yourself. Create that which gives you joy. And then you will be able to fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and blessings to you all, and I look forward to speaking with you and to have you aboard to listen next week. Lots of love. Bye-bye.